Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Welcome to Lost in the Static. I'm happy to have you guys here. Not real happy to have Josh here, but he's here. And
Hey.
What?
Hey, what do you mean you're not welcome? I'm your co-host, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
What, am I not welcome in your home studio thing anymore?
Don't tempt me.
Ooh.
Anyway, let's say that I get angry with you and want to shove something up your ass violently. Where could I buy that?
I'm not so sure I like the violent part, but you can go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code STATIC, and you get 50% off of a single item, such as something to stick up your butt, and then they'll also throw in 3 free DVDs. They'll pay for your shipping in the United States, and they will even send you a free mystery gift, all for using the promo code STATIC.
Worth every penny.
Exactly. It's a great code. It's a great deal. AdamandEve.com, great company. And we kind of get a commission off.
I was going to say, and you get a nice warm, fuzzy feeling by helping out your favorite radio show hosts.
I'm not sure having something stuck up your butt is called a warm, fuzzy feeling.
It is if you buy something that warms itself and is fuzzy.
Possibly, but I
anyway.
Okay, moving on.
It's said that every American at some point in their life has written an Oscar speech.
So are you saying I'm not an American for having not done this?
No, it's a common thing. A lot of people believe that every American has an Oscar speech in their back pocket somewhere, but every Briton, every person from the UK has their desert island discs. Now, if you're not familiar with this, it's you're stranded on a desert island. You get a limitless supply of electricity and a way to listen to these things. But you get eight
desert island.
I know. But you get 8 tracks and 1 luxury item. That's what we're doing this week, is we're going through our desert island discs. And I thought this would be interesting because you and I do have such different tastes in music.
Radically so.
Radically. And I'm going to make a deal with you right now. I'm not going to make fun of your music because... to me, the interesting part is not the music itself. It's the reason why you chose them. And I'm not going to make fun of your music. I'm not going to pick on you about it. We're going to play it, and then I'll discover the reason. No.
Damn it. You know, you're taking all the fun out of this.
No, I'm not. I'm taking all of the stupid out of this, and I'm taking all of the complaints about the music episode out of this.
Why? Because you and I knew we got to do a fist fight over that one?
Yes.
Leveling with the audience, I'm not exaggerating. Scott and I were not getting along at that point, and for all you new listeners, that was not a fun episode for either of us to record.
We literally got into a fist. I mean, I was...
almost. We got into an argument, and I basically stormed out of your house, but we almost got into a fist fight over that one.
I was ready. So I'll tell you what. Do you want to start this off, or do you want me to start this off?
Let's save the good stuff for later, so you go first.
So your first track...
No. You go first. This was your idea. Okay. You go first.
All right. I tried to have a little bit of variety of music for one thing. Was a big deal to me, just because that way I don't get worn out on one particular type and all of that. But one that I love listening to now is actually I discovered it through a Jeep commercial.
Oh, what a sellout, man. a sellout.
No, I was watching TV and I was listening. And at the very end of the Jeep commercials, you know, their whole "We are what we build" slogan, the music that plays in the background of that one is an old Johnny Cash song.
I like Johnny Cash, but sellout, man.
But this is the first one. And listening to the song, it gets me ready to...
buy a Jeep?
No, not buy a Jeep. It's the type of song that... It's my fuck you to the world. Because no matter what happens, you know, in the end, you're going to win, because you're going to die with a smug look on your face, and it's God's going to cut you down.
Mm-hmm. can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
But see, just kind of a decent, slow groove to
it. I'm not making fun of it, because like, okay. I like Johnny Cash.
Right.
I would have gone for The Man Comes to Town.
The Man, that was, tell you the truth,
see,
I was...
If I had to pick a Johnny Cash, Man Comes to Town would have been my choice.
Yeah, and I was debating between both of those, actually.
So I've why I wanted to preface that I'm not making fun of your choice. I'm just saying, I think there was a better Johnny Cash song.
Okay. And this is, my next choice actually was another story song. And it's a band that got popular back in the 90s called Cake.
Maybe I know the song. Like when you play probably it, I might recognize
it. When you hear it, you'll
I
probably
do not
recognize
know
it.
The band. That name does not sound familiar at all.
But it's a great story about a guy who, you know, it's about a race. And the whole race has been run, and he's still out on the track trying to make himself better.
And I think we can play a little bit more of this than, I mean, I think you're cutting the shit off a little too early.
Well, I will. I just wanted to get through a verse of, you know.
I know. I'm just saying, I know you think we're under a time crunch, but we're only 6 minutes in. I think we can play a little bit more of
okay.
these songs.
Anyway, this one, it's Going the Distance.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on the record. That's the first time I've ever heard that, Scott.
Oh, really? That was all over the radio in the 90s.
Yeah, I didn't listen to the radio in the 90s.
Wow.
But no, I don't know that at all. Just.
It's their album.
It's not my thing. I'm not making, again, I'm not making fun of it. That's not my thing. But
none of what I'm going to play is your thing. We know that.
No, I can see one I like.
The Johnny Cash?
No, I can see the very final one if you play them in the order that you've got them loaded up.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've always liked that band.
Yeah, that's a great one. Anyway, I chose that one just because it is a song. Number one, it's about, he's out doing his thing, ignoring her at home. There's trouble, but they keep going. And then by the end of the song, it doesn't work out happy at all. It's not a happy song. But
am I the only one that thinks this sounds like my marriage right now?
Yes. No. No. No, it isn't. Why do you guys keep going? Split up. Anyway, seriously. But nonetheless, that's a great song to me. If I'm stuck on a desert island and I just, you know, you have those days where you're just like, screw it, I'm not doing anything ever again, this is pointless, this is worthless, you can throw in that song, and it kind of inspires me. I don't know why.
Okay, fair enough. This but, next band, I hate.
Yeah, I know you hate them.
So it's going to be a lot for me to just keep my mouth shut, because
okay.
I just really hate this group.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will stop your torture, and I will really, I'll just start this one with the song then.
Climb the walls of my mind, it's like climbing on a jungle gym. I am more than content with the state of mind I'm in, cause I am crazy.
Crazy.
Just like you. I am crazy.
Crazy.
Just like you. I don't think I need a rubber room, but that might be nice. I'm not a manic, depressive, paranoid, schizophrenic, so I don't need your advice, cause I'm just crazy.
Crazy.
Just like you, I am crazy.
Crazy.
Just like you. Lights are on, but nobody's home. My elevator doesn't go to the top. I'm not playing with the fallback. I've lost my marbles. The lights are on, but nobody's home. My elevator doesn't go to the top. I'm not playing with the fallback. The
lights are on, but nobody's home.
I'm feeling short of a load, but a bullet always hurts my back. I flew over the cuckoo's nest, and I'm never ever coming back, because I'm just crazy.
Crazy.
Just like you.
There. The torture is over.
Thank you.
At least for now. Bare Naked Ladies, the song was Crazy, and that was just a theme song of mine in college, because it was nuts.
Is that a, like, you chose that, or just was always playing when you were in college?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Because I know, like, when I was in high school, there were songs that played constantly. Doesn't mean I liked them.
Right. But they were, you know, constantly playing. No, that one, it was, I had a couple of roommates in the house of 10 roommates who were big Bare Naked Ladies fans. They introduced me to them and Moxie Fruvis and kind of went, this is Canadian folk rock. Enjoy. And I did. But during really insane times, and trust me, in a house with 10 roommates.
It kind of centered you?
Well, it didn't really center me, but the refrain of, you know, I'm not playing with a full deck, my elevator doesn't go to the top, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just going, I'm crazy,
it spoke
just
to
like you.
It spoke to you?
Yeah, it really spoke to me, just of going, okay, I'm comfortable with this. Don't necessarily need a rubber room, but it might be nice.
Okay.
But yeah, it spoke to me, and I kind of, it gave me the ability to go, okay, yeah, I'm nuts, but I'm comfortable with it, and so are you, so shut up.
Well, you know, I know he didn't originate this, but, you know, Jimi Hendrix always said, of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most.
Yes.
I just think that's a brilliant quote.
I don't miss my mind at all.
Well, wouldn't you have to have a mind to miss?
You didn't know me in the 90s. I used to have a brain.
You used to have hair, too, according to you.
And I did. I'll have to get the pictures out. And yeah. I actually used to have a brain, used to have hair, and I used to want to be a physicist. Why I didn't complete that, I don't know. I really should
probably have. Because you lost your brain.
Probably, yeah, probably.
I think everything's connected here, man.
I think so. To brain loss. Okay. So, but yeah, that song really just spoke to me, and it kind of represents a couple of bands that I really like. Bare Naked Ladies being one, Moxie Fruvis being another one.
I don't even know that one.
I know you're not familiar. There aren't those that are familiar with Moxie Fruvis and are fans. Are like rabid fans.
It's going to be the same thing when you get to mine. You're going to go, I have no clue who most of these people are.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I'm not saying that in a derogatory way towards you. I'm just saying that name, when you said it, I went, okay.
That's fine. The next song, every pagan will know, well, every pagan who's been to a larger festival will know in like six notes.
Is this a pagan group or just something that pagans like?
Elaborate. Yeah, it's a pagan group. They do Christian stuff, and they kind of have you remember that glut of bands that started out in Christian rock and then they got some play on mainstream radio, so suddenly they weren't really Christian bands anymore, they were just bands?
No.
Creed being one.
I remember Creed. I didn't know they were a Christian.
Yeah,
to me, they were whiny, annoying rock.
I know, but they started out as a Christian band, and there were a couple others.
See, in the metal scene, we only had Striper.
Well, yeah, Striper, it's crap.
Well, yeah, I didn't say it was a good band.
Sorry. I actually went and saw Stryper in concert once. It was free. It was with a church group, and it was, you know, awful.
I really don't think you and I could be friends anymore.
It was horrible. It was Stryper.
Were they dressed in the Bumblebee like costume?
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember who was opening for him. Oh, DeGarmo and Key.
I don't know that, but I just remember them being. They always, we're God's rock warriors.
Yes.
God, that is so lame on so many levels, Scott.
It really was. It really, really was. It was probably one of the worst nights of my life.
Even worse than the night you passed that stone?
Yeah, because at least passing the stone, it was just my back and my
cock.
My balls. No, not really your cock, but your balls.
I haven't
hurt.
Passed a stone yet. Yeah, crossing fingers.
It's your back and your balls is where you feel it, and that I can deal with. But with both ears bleeding and bleeding out of the nose and the eyes, going
maybe that's what cost you your mind.
Because this was well before college, and I had a brain going into college. But it could have been the start. It could very well have been the start.
Well, instead of blood, it could have been your brain oozing out your ears.
Could have been. Who knows? Okay. But anyway, this next band is called Blackmore's Night, and I know that I've had a couple of fans of the radio show that listened to another Pagan podcast. I did a music special for them and played, I think, this track. But turned them on to Blackmore's Night, and I'm glad you guys like it. But yeah, every Pagan will know this in like six notes.
See how that can be pagan-y and whatnot.
Dancing in the sunlight, laughing in the rain. Oh, it's good to be back home again. The place that I learned that song was actually at my first big pagan festival, PSG. And
year? What year?
2003.
Okay.
And I just thought you looked at me and went, Europe?
No, I said year. Year.
You didn't enunciate. You may have said you didn't. Anyway, I pull in and I'm with some friends who had been a couple of years prior, and me and this girl that went with me, Melissa, had no clue what we were in for. But we pull in and the camp next to ours is playing this song as they're setting up. And I'm like, back home again? What are you talking about? And everybody I talk to is like, you know, welcome home. Welcome home. That's the usual greeting. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. I'm away from home. And
I think the esoteric home.
Yeah, no, by the end of the week or by the end of the 10 days, you kind of learn why they call it a 51-week supply run. Because it in a lot of cases, there are a lot of friends and stuff that I see at PSG and at many of these pagan gatherings that I go to that I don't see anywhere else. And it really is kind of coming home to old friends.
Okay.
And making new ones. And it's a very fitting song. And speaking of PSG, by the way, I am registered. Dawn and I are going this year. It's in July. Go to circlesanctuary.org/PSG if you're interested.
Wouldn't it be funny if you actually run into a couple of fans?
I did with SaterCast.
No, but I mean of this show, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I ran into a few fans of SaterCast that had just listened to us through the radio and showed up at SaterCast.
I can already see what happens. Thank God that asshole's not with you and we can actually talk.
Exactly. That's probably what it's going to be like. But, yeah, look for us at Seder Camp. I'll be there. But, yeah, that's Blackmore's Night. Traditional band. A lot of fun. Now, I did want to bring a little bit of class to my selection and step away from the folk and the rock and stuff like that for just a little bit and go with a little bit of classical music. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm a fan of the Art Deco movement of the 1930s, and that includes a lot of the music as well. And that would be George Gershwin. People may remember that. Again, weird thing is, I get introduced to a lot of music by what's playing in the background of commercials. That was United for a long, long time used.
You know, all I could think of?
Or Delta. Was it Delta? One of the airlines.
All I could think of was Bugs Bunny in a Viking, or sorry, Elmer Fudd in a Viking costume trying to kill Bugs Bunny doing the Ring of Nebelung cartoon. All I could think of was, kill the wabbit! Kill the wabbit.
That's a completely different piece of music.
But it reminded me of an old Warner Brothers cartoon.
Oh, okay.
You know, just an old Warner Brothers cartoon is what that made me think of.
I was going to say, I think they've used it in a couple.
Which is, it's just Bugs Bunny entered my head right away.
Ooh, Disney's Fantasia 2000.
I haven't seen it, don't want to.
Okay, well, they did Gershwin. Rhapsody in Blue, for those wondering. And they did it about a construction worker trying to make his way through and become a jazz artist in the 1930s. And they did the art style of Al Hirschfeld, which is really well known for his line drawings. You'd know it if you saw it.
Okay, so this next one, obviously I can see it, but
you can see it.
What is your next pick?
It's Harry Connick Jr. doing a song by not Aaron Copland. But anyway, it's "Don't Fence Me In." And you'll notice that travel is a theme in my music, and the reason I love traveling, I love wandering, and my mom and I used to sing this going down the road, as dumb as it sounds.
Wildcat Kelly looking mighty pale was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, "I'm sending you to jail," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening.
It's a well-known song.
Does Brer Rabbit come out and get stuck in the tar pit? It just made me think of the old South.
You got your music mixed up.
No
by
way,
the
man.
Way, Cole Porter.
Okay.
That's who wrote Don't Fence Me In. You got your music all kinds of mixed up.
I don't even know what that next one is.
I
mean, I don't recognize the name or nothing.
Yeah, you're not going to like this at all, but it's...
Should I strangle myself with my mic cord now?
You might want to, but I draw my music from all over the place,
yes.
And that includes hip-hop.
Oh.
And one of the hip-hop bands that I really, really like is an Australian hip-hop band that when they're... rapping, when they're doing their songs and stuff, they still tell stories. And it's not like a lot of American rap is
crap.
Hey, look at me. Not only am I black, but I've got all these gold chains.
Bling.
And I've got all these women and all this pot, and I can make it rain up in here. And that's the whole song, is how great I am. And I don't like rap like that. I don't like that kind of...
boasting.
Yeah, that boasting. Just because... it's pointless, because you'll do that one song and then I'll never hear of you again.
Well, I've never heard of these guys, so they're probably...
Well, these guys are the Hilltop Hoods. They're an Australian rap group. They still do a lot of stories. And for this particular album that they did, it was called The Hard Road Restrung. And it was the Hilltop Hoods paired with the Adelaide Australia Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
And so it's a really neat mix. And this, it's a song about a really great party night, and it makes for a good party song.
This is for the hopeless, the homeless, the brokers, the dopers, the smokers, the jokers, on opiates and coke, it's your choice. I won't judge you tonight, cause I'm paralytic, I ain't looking to lose a fight, so put your hands up if you're not too drunk to stand up. If you're bombing out the toilets, put your man up, and put your can up, spray it in the air, mate. Check out my mask, you're still going pear-shaped. They call me soft, when I'm drunk they call me
cough.
Head under the bar, trying to drink the run off. I'm a one-off, a kind, a wine till I'm cut off, or just too off me blind to get one off. Don't call me son off, a bitch, I'm the son off, an angel when the sun off, the morning hits is so painful, these all-nighters are killing me. But it's alright, are you feeling
and
it?
It's all love, and it's alright, till we're all drunk, then it's all fine, then it's all over.
Go home, go sleep, wake up, get sober,
what a great night.
And it's all love, and it's all right, till we're all drunk, then it's all fine, then it's all over.
Go home, go sleep, wake up, get sober,
what a great night.
This is for the reckless, the restless, deaf.
Do you know how hard it is to tie a noose with these cords?
But I love, when it comes to that particular track, I love the mix of that symphony orchestra backing a hip hop group. It's something you don't hear every day. And I realized that you probably didn't understand much between the Australian accents, the Australian slang.
Do you know what this reminded me of? Again, it's a cartoon.
Okay. What?
I did somebody order the London Philharmonic, possibly while high? I'm looking in your direction, Cypress Hill. When Cypress Hill was on The Simpsons, while high, they accidentally ordered the London Philharmonic as their backing group, and then they played with them on the show.
See, that would rock. I would really enjoy it.
Marge was really good. She's like, this I can get into.
Exactly.
It's just, that's all I can think of, like, possibly while high.
But if you're listening and you go, maybe I'll like Australian hip-hop, find The Hard Road Restrung by Hilltop Hoods, and it's the rest of it. There's a couple of songs where the DJ just, it's the orchestra and the DJ. There's no rapping.
Okay.
And it's incredible and a lot of fun.
Okay. Only reason I'm trying to move
last
you along
one,
is
I'm moving
you've already
it
taken
along.
Half the show. I'm not
going
to have any time.
I know. And there's a reason for that. You told me to go first.
Hey, fucko. Still thought you'd give me equal time.
I will. This last one is one of those rare songs that both you and I enjoy.
Can I kind of spoil it by telling them who it's not?
Who is it not?
It is not Vanilla Ice.
It is not Vanilla Ice.
I just need to point that out because there are some people that might think that as soon as they hear the opening bars.
There's a 30-second note missing.
I'm just saying that I wanted to ruin it for that. Nonetheless,
it is one of my favorite bands, Queen, and my wife's favorite man of all time, David Bowie, did a song together called Under Pressure. Rather just pressure, wasn't it?
No, Under Pressure.
Under Pressure, okay.
But see, up to this point, it could be Vanilla Ice.
No.
To the naked ear, it
no,
could.
Shut up. But, I mean, I got to tell you, after a busy day of working like in an office or something like that, and you're finally set free and you just want to decompress, there are very few songs as good as that. And if you and I happen to be stuck on this desert island together, I am going to need that song to just throw on my headphones and say, fuck you, I'm leaving.
That brain, that's it, I'm out of here.
Exactly.
All right, no, I like Queen, I like David Bowie. So Queen and David Bowie, there's no problem.
Right. Luxury item, since I've got an endless supply of electricity, iPad.
Okay. Of course, you wouldn't have internet connectivity, but...
No, but I got all my games on it, and I got distractions, and you can use it as a flashlight, and it's tough, and yeah, it's useful.
All right. All right. Now, this first one, for me... This is like an 8 or 9 minute song, so we're obviously not going to play a big chunk of it. After you guys listen to some of it, I'll explain why this song has a very special meaning to my high school years.
So who is this?
This is Iron Maiden with their song Alexander the Great from 1988, Somewhere in Time. 1987, sorry.
You were a year off. Shame.
Hey. My son, ask for thyself another kingdom, but that which I leave is too small.
You didn't get to the lyrics yet, because like I said, it's a longer
song.
It's a song.
Long honking. But I just pictured Stonehenge being really tiny and lowering onto the stage and having midgets dance around this tiny little Stonehenge.
Well, see, this the song actually, all the lyrics are about Alexander the Great and his life in chronological order. All historically accurate. I got an A, the only A I ever got in history class. Because I listened to this song so
really?
Much. Yes, I actually, the song helped me not pass my test, ace my test on Alexander the Great.
Well done.
So not only is it an awesome song by Maiden, but it also is historically accurate to what we know about Alexander the Great.
Wow.
And I know you're not a Maiden fan, but you could hear actual musicianship in there and shit, couldn't
you? Yes,
yes. Maiden's one of them bands that they actually know how to play their instruments.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I mean, I'm not a big fan of them, but that doesn't mean that they're untalented hacks.
No, they're not. The next one, this, my high school years, I listened to not only this album constantly, but this song really spoke to me at the time. This is a perfect teenage angst song about the death of punk and the rise of crap metal. Dead Kennedys with Chicken Shit Conformist.
Punk's not dead, it just deserves to die when it becomes another stale cartoon. A closed-minded, self-centered social club. Ideas don't matter, it's who you know. If the music's gotten boring, it's because of the people who want everyone to sound the same, who drive the bright people out of our so-called scene, till all that's left is just a meaningless fad.
See, I'd love Chicken Shit Conformist. Oh, I love the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, yeah.
Probably my all-time favorite
band.
And
I'll admit the Dead Kennedys have a couple of songs that I actually like.
Such as?
I don't know the names of them, but I've just heard them from, again, like you, other friends that are Dead Kennedys fans that'll, you got to hear this. What is it? I don't know.
Posers, that's what them is.
But I've got the t-shirt.
And now, the next song, you might hear the same singer. Different band, but it's Jello Biafra singing it as well. This song is 14 minutes long.
We ain't playing the whole thing.
Oh, no shit. The song is 14 minutes long. It's called Full Metal Jackoff. And it's all about, from the, I want to say like 92, 93, somewhere in that era, when Jello Biafra was with the band DOA. And the whole thing is about our hypocritical drug policy in America and the whole artificially raising race violence. Is a very political song that really spoke to me again when I was in high school or just out of high school.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
This song takes up the entire side of the LP, of side two of the LP, by the way, because it's so long. Again, it's a long intro. Like I said, the song's 14 minutes long.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry we didn't get to. Had I been paying attention, I would have put it up in my one little tracks, and we just started it somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Meh.
But yeah, Full Metal Jacket, like I said, it's all about everything that was wrong with Bush's inner city policies in the 90s, and about our the way the drug war is so artificially elevated, and them basically Biafra accuses the government of dropping guns into the slums to force them to kill each other to get rid of all them black people's, you know, so they're out of the way for the white folks.
Okay.
And so it's a very politically charged song. Now the next one's a little more upbeat. It's not to my knowledge has never been officially recorded and released, so you might hear some like dialogue or noises because this is actually taken from the movie Streets of Fire.
Okay.
So you may hear like some of this because it was intercut with other scenes.
Okay.
But the band is the fictional band Ellen Aim and the Attackers from the movie Streets of Fire. Ellen Aim played by Diane Lane.
Oh, okay.
And you're kidding.
I just saw a gem music video to that whole thing.
Picture Diane Lane in a half shirt, like, you know, with half shoulder exposed that on stage singing this. You remember, this is like 1985.
I was going to say this Lane is very too. 1980s. So
I think this was her first starring role, actually.
Okay.
What was in this movie.
But yeah, I just saw a gem music video to the whole damn thing.
Now, did you notice a certain style to that song that might have reminded you of another artist that you could have easily seen singing this song? The other artist even does sing this live. He's never recorded it, to my knowledge.
Who is that?
Meatloaf.
Yeah, that, I could see that, actually, now that you mention it.
Do you know why?
Why?
The song was written by Jim Steinman, the guy that wrote all of Meatloaf's songs.
Oh, okay.
So it very much feels like, why isn't Meatloaf singing this?
This is true.
But then when I've heard his live versions, I'm so used to hearing the female vocalist, a male vocalist doesn't sound right. But it's a very energetic song. You know, the lyrics are...
So what about the song made you bootleg it from the movie?
Because it's just a really kick-ass song. They actually have a version on the soundtrack with a different vocalist. It's not nearly as fast. For whatever reason, the version from the movie is a much preferred version for me.
Now, this next band I could actually enjoy.
I don't know if you'd like this. Well, you actually might like this song. This song, it's So What by Ministry. I played this the cassette so much, Scott. I actually, and it lasted nearly 20 years. The cassette actually broke a couple of years ago. I played this so much. This is track 2 off side 2 of the cassette. And this actually inspired me to write one of my first short stories about a serial killer that kills serial killers. I did this in 1991, so don't give me any of this. I'm copying Dexter thing.
I didn't tell you a thing.
I know, but I saw you look at me. But I wrote a short story about a serial killer that only hunts serial killers because they're the ultimate prey.
Maybe they copied you.
Well, it never published, so I don't know how they saw it. But there's a line in this, which we probably won't get to, about kill for the love of killing, that just put that seed in my brain.
We'll be right back.
And again, we didn't get to where the Al Jorgensen actually comes in and starts doing vocals and things like that.
But we did get to you got to hear the Kill for the Love of Killing. So
yeah, and that just put this little seed in my brain. And I thought, what would, you know, instead of a serial killer hunting those weaker than him, how about a serial killer that only hunts those that are bigger than him? Other serial killers. I thought, that's brilliant.
That is. That's a good. But okay. So we're running low on time.
Okay, the next one. Play this. This you might actually like. I don't know if you know this song.
I do. I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Really.
Rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. He merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly with the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 singing on how to pony, like Boney Marone.
You're not a Patti Smith fan?
I'm not. It's not a bad song. I'm just not a huge fan.
I love this and Dancing Barefoot and Gloria and you know, Into the Night. And I'm a big Patti Smith fan. And this song, it has a lot of power to it.
Okay.
You know, and I actually got in trouble for playing this on the radio once because there's a lyric about vaginal birth in there. It's something like she spread her legs and new life emerged and they thought it was a sex reference. So I, you know, like spreading her legs.
Those perverts.
Yeah, so it's like you do know it's a reference to giving birth, okay. Right?
So, but yeah, it's another powerful song that speaks to you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's next?
Public Image Limited, Johnny Rotten's band after the Sex Pistols, which he decided, fuck that punk shit, let's go all experimental, and you'll hear it.
This is what you get, this is what you want, this is what you get. This is what you want, this is what you get. This is what you want, this is what you get. This is what you want, this is what you get. This is what you want, this is what you get.
It's serene and kind of.
It's very un-Johnny Rotten. Yeah,
it kind of calms you down, and you know, most people might recognize that from the movie Hardware.
Oh, okay.
It's of a very not key scene in the plot, but a key scene in tying the movie together.
I was going to say that line of "This is what you want, this is what you get" is often used in techno and dance music, especially in the late 80s, early 90s.
This is like late 80s, I think, is when this was recorded, maybe 86, 87.
Yeah.
So then the next one, this is just very, very fun. And it's short enough, we should be able to play the whole song.
Okay, and what is it?
Tierra Smith's theme song, All-American Hero from Flesh Gordon Meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders. This is so 1989, Scott.
Hang on.
subtlety, isn't it, Scott?
Yes.
All right, fade out. Well, it's but it's just so fun. It is a time capsule of 1989, kind of pop, trying to be crossover music, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's from such an obscurely weird movie like Flesh Gordon Meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders, which you and I still cannot agree on. I think it's hilarious. You said was pure torture.
Yeah, I thought it was awful. And not bad enough to be good. It was right there in the middle.
I thought it was in that, oh my God, they actually have a sequence with people in turd costumes singing about getting out of the bowl. You know, it's just such bad taste. It can't not be funny. I don't know. I found the movie to be really
funny.
I don't
find that funny at all. But anyway, no. So what would be your luxury item?
A boat full of fuel so I can get off this damn island.
No, that's cheating. What would be
that's
cheating.
No, it's not cheating. You said I could have anything. That's what I want. A boat with enough fuel to get off the island.
Fine, you get a John Bort.
A John Bort? I don't want a John Bort.
you get a John boat with a little 5-horsepower engine and enough fuel to get about 30 feet off the island, and then it dies.
If there's a palm tree on the island, I can make paddles, and I'll just paddle my way to safety.
Sure. Good luck getting past that breakpoint. So do you think you'd survive in a situation like that? Do you think you could build shelter or anything like that?
What's on the is it one of those things like you saw, and again, going to the Looney Tunes, where it's just that tiny little island Yosemite Sam's trapped on with one palm tree?
No, it's like the Lost Island, only without all the stupid crap. Yeah.
Well, okay. If it doesn't have the polar bears and all that kind of stuff on the island, yeah. If there are trees, you can use. I mean, do I have any tools? Do I even have like a knife to try and cut rope?
Well, no. Your luxury item was a boat. That's all you have.
But the boat has things on it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Boats have things on them.
You just said a boat.
Boats have things on them.
I told you. Yes.
Okay, if it's got the motor has blades.
That's true.
You can take the blades off and use those to cut with.
Okay.
See, I'm very inventive. I can fend for myself, fucko.
But nonetheless, so given basic tools, we'll say basic tools wash up from a whatever the hell you crashed from. Do you think you could build, you know, at least basic shelter or anything like that?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't be too keen on the food choices, but got to do what you got to do it, you know, when you get to a certain point. But, I mean, you can sustain off coconuts and berries that don't taste like burning.
Actually, I have to warn you, coconut is a natural diuretic.
Well, maybe I could use a little house cleaning, yeah. You know? Maybe I could use a little basement cleaning.
I was going to say, now, you being a vegetarian, how would that affect things?
Well, like I said, I wouldn't be killing animals for food, maybe use their skins and shit, but, you know.
So you kill them anyway, you just wouldn't use them for, you just waste them?
No, you use them for bait to keep other animals away. Like, you know, you put their carcass over there, so something eats them over there, so you're cool over here.
Uh-huh.
What?
Nothing. So,
hey, you asked me, I'm coming up with answers off the top of my ass here.
I know, and it shows. I saw very much a theme. Did you have a song in there released after 1995?
Did you?
I don't think so.
No.
And so this is the music that we're listening to now was kind of the music of your high school years and what really spoke to you then, right?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get into new music. I mean, there's a few bands. I got into Rancid in the late 90s. I thought that was a good band. A relatively new British band called Lesbian Bed Death. I really like their stuff. I brought that up to you before.
Yeah.
I really like their stuff, but I don't really get into new music very often.
Where can we find you online?
You can find me at 1201beyond.com, my new website, and 1201beyond@gmail.com for contact.
Or lostinthestaticshow@gmail.com or on Facebook. Thanks a lot for joining us, guys.
Where can they find you, fucko?
Oh, they can find us actually facebook.com/lostinthestatic, capitalize everything. And we'll...
You don't have to. I mean, I do it in lowercase. And oh, really? It just
oh,
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it had to be.